Hello and welcome back to Really Present, a series of podcasts from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. I'm Will Leach, Christian believer, Presbyterian, journalist and broadcaster. This time, Really Present is all about being really present with God and with each other in worship. This story all started with an invitation and a car journey. I'm driving on a dual carriageway through County Antrim, and that's because I've been invited to morning worship at First Ballymena Presbyterian Church. Now, I've never been there, but I'm away to meet the people and to see if together, in corporate worship, we can be present with God. The lead minister at First Ballymena is the Reverend Emerson McDowell, assisted by the Reverend Matthew Boyd. But the first person I meet right at the front door is James Donaghy. James, what are you doing?
I'm on the welcome for the door.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
So basically just making sure that people feel welcome as they arrive at the front door. It's vital, I think.
Good morning, sir.
How are you? Good to see you. That's the first thing people see when they come to the door. And it's really important that there's a genuine welcome, because we are, you know, a welcome.
Why is it so important for you to be here as part of the church family on a Sunday, to be present with them?
To be encouraged and uplifted, that sense of togetherness and the way we can love and support one another. Yeah, this is part of my family. This is the most important day in my week. I love these people. They're part of the family. They're part of the spiritual family.
Standing here doing this job, you have one very well-developed left arm, because that's what you always open the door with.
Yes.
She's doing well.
Brilliant.
So how old is this wee one?
16 days old.
16 days old.
Name?
Kobe.
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 First time at church?
Yes, first time at church.
Brilliant. I'll give it.
Good morning, Annabelle. Good morning, Karen. Morning.
As the praise group practices, folk are coming in and sitting down, pausing, thinking, reflecting that they're here to worship.
As we gather for worship this morning, I was drawn to the story at the end of Luke 10.
Matthew is standing up.
And there we see Jesus coming to Martha and Mary's house. We're told that Mary came and sat at Jesus' feet, just wanting to rest in his presence, wanting to enjoy him, wanting to tune in to Jesus and to listen to what he had said. But then Martha, we're told, was distracted with all the preparations.
To be in your presence, to sit at your feet.
Where is a believer to be found? At the feet of Jesus. And that desire, it should be there. If someone's not feeling that, I would be suggesting to them, change your way and give it a go.
Emerson McDowell.
Go to church regularly. Open yourself to God's word and allow him then to minister to you in a way. And I would suggest when that happens, that serious engagement, then worship will never be the same again.
Let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, it is our desire this morning to meet with you, to be in your presence, to sit at your feet, to allow ourselves to be surrounded and enfolded by your love and your grace, your love that makes us complete. And yet, Lord, we confess today that we find it so difficult to be still. We struggle to rest in your presence. So often we're distracted by other things. So often we're tempted to rush away. We want to rush into your presence and then rush out again. going to turn to God's Word together. We're back into the book of Luke after a
Luke
couple of weeks.
Chapter 8,
begin to read from verse 26. This is God's Word to us today. They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?"
The younger folk have gone out. Some of the youngest ones are playing games together.
So why don't you join me now as we pray together?
Back in church, we're remembering others before God.
Lord, the storms of this world can come at us and can take the form of many shapes and forms. But Lord, we thank you that you are faithful even in the storm. Lord, help us all to know your presence with us. Give us that peace that passes understanding. And we know that you are near.
Well, we're back into Luke's gospel, and I know you've been really enjoying this, and we've been trying to highlight what's important here and what the gospel writer here, Luke, has in mind for us to pick up.
Emerson is in the pulpit.
What is happening across the world today? People, nation after nation, are being deceived by the evil one, because a lot of people believe the deception doesn't mean to say, "We have to." No, he directs us towards truth, doesn't he? And when we're looking at this as believers this morning, then we're seeing what God has done for us. And this increases our enjoyment of worship and our need to worship God this morning, because he has done all this for us. Until we receive Jesus and we hear his word and apply it to our lives and receive him into our hearts, we are continued in bondage, just like this man would have been. Isn't that what Jesus said that he would come to do? To give liberty to the captives. Liberty to the captives. Whatever's holding us back from serving him, he can deal with it. He'll cut the chains. He'll free us. Do we want that? It's available. Here, isn't that why we meet here in church? To give the Lord thanks for all that he has done for us. To be inspired to find him in his word. To be charged up to serve him this week. To be encouraged by the people we meet, sit beside, and maybe have tea, coffee with, we'll be sharing our faith together, maybe small groups, whatever you're involved in. To go back home and tell what the Lord has done for you.
Your name is power, your name is healing.
What we're all called to be would be a worshiper. When we're standing together, there's no other place like it. When you're standing together singing, praying, we're actually singing, for instance, we're singing to each other. We're testifying through the words of some fantastic hymn writers and the psalmists who have got something there for us to proclaim out to the people beside us. And that's, doesn't the psalm say that God inhabits the praises of his people? It becomes this throne for him where he dwells. So if we get that right, if we're not there to worship, I think we miss so much in church.
Oh, there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Well, if you're not rushing away, we'd really love you to stay behind, and we'll have tea and coffee served out in the hub. It'd be lovely to spend some time with you.
Matthew and I chat and meet their youth and children's worker, Molly Cranston.
Their Sunday morning is the one time of the week when everybody, sort of from the youngest right to the oldest, gathers together. And so there's that sense of the family feel, the togetherness, where we can all come together from our different walks of life to encourage, to build up one another, and just to remind ourselves that we're part of something bigger than kind of our own individual wee club or society.
I think it's just so brilliant to be part of a congregation who really does love to worship and sees the importance of coming together in in worship, and specifically with the youth and the kids. It's just, you see them up at the front and there's so much potential with them when they're singing the little children's songs, and it's just such a privilege to be able to help guide them through church in a way that's relevant to them and, yeah, it relates to them and how they live their life.
And then I'm at large, cup of tea in hand, and folk in the congregation really do start calling me over to chat. Folk like Collie Graham and Katie Lamont.
I was attracted by the people, the fellowship, the kindness and the welcome I got.
If you didn't get to come, would you miss it?
I think I would, yes, because I think it's become a way of life now on a Sunday morning, and I feel more content within myself.
You wouldn't be without this place,
no,
now, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I would really miss it.
Church is a community. There's no other way of doing it than with other people who are Christians, and it's the fellowship that you have in a church organisation. And as soon as you step through the doors, you are greeted by people that you know and that know you and can share, you know, your ups and your downs with. Finding that time to just be present with the Lord, for us as a family, it's definitely a huge benefit to come to church and be with others in person. You leave everything at the door, you know, your troubles, your days of worry, and you just say to God, right, this is the time I need to just be with you, Lord, in your presence. And I do find worship in a church environment definitely provides that, what you need to fill you up with the Lord.
And there's time for a last quick conversation with Clarence Crawford and Jennifer Davison.
There's so much more to be got from being with God's people, as it were, you know, and even this time of fellowship now with a cup of coffee or whatever just means so much as well. It really gets you going for the week. It does set you up whenever you've been to worship and, you know, you've met other people and talked to them. It really does set you up for the rest of the week. No, it's just a special place to be on a Sunday morning. It really is.
There is something special about being gathered with God's people and worshipping together in unison. Like, that's powerful.
If you couldn't come, would you miss it?
I would miss it, actually, because there is sometimes, maybe if we're not well or we have to go to something and you don't go on a Sunday, it feels like it disrupts your whole week, like something is missing, and it feels a little unsettling, actually. I am very intentional about setting this time apart for God, to just really come on and focus, and not just to fill a seat or to do it because it's Sunday, but to really position my heart, to open my heart to listen, to hear what he's saying through the speakers, and just to worship him with others as well.
The hub is emptying. Sunday morning at First Ballymena is over. Folk are heading home. And Matthew and Emerson reflect on worshipping together and enjoying fellowship.
There's lots of things in life where we go to spectate and watch the professionals do it. Whereas, I suppose here in church, we, myself and Emerson and anyone who's leading from the front, we're lead worshippers, but ultimately we're worshippers.
That R is so important, where people come along and they're in this environment where the Holy Spirit is there, God is there, and it's one of the few times in anyone's experience where we try to lock everything else out and to be present in the presence of God, that God is there, and making yourself available, trying to put out the distractions that are going on in our mind and focus upon Him.
We've seen people come into faith, we've seen people growing in their faith, we've seen people reaching out to non-Christian friends, we've seen people coming in off the street just kind of searching for something, and all of that's the sense that God's at work. And so we're trying to be expecting for what God wants to do each time we meet. Back to the thing where almost if you're not here, you're scared of missing something that God wants to do.
Well, my thanks to everyone at First Ballymena for their welcome and their willingness to explain what being really present with God and each other in worship means to them. This series, Really Present, will be back soon, thinking about the world of work and our homes. Bye for now.